This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Each year, Selena's birthday brings bukus of celebration across the Lone Star State, even more than two decades after the Tejano pop icon's death. And this year was no exception, as the city of Austin spent the weekend celebrating what would have been Selena's 46th birthday. 22 years after the singer's tragic murder by her fan club president, Austin continues to pull out all the stops to celebrate her life. Movie parties at the Draft House, Selena tributes galore, and Dog and Duck Pub even hosted a Selena trivia night. The highlight of the weekend was yesterday's Selena Fest at the Highball, an affair that included a Selena lookalike contest, live cumbia dance lessons, and a performance by the one and only Bitty Bitty Banda. But this year was extra special. Austin Mayor Steve Adler declared April 16, 2017, Selena Day. The declaration came to fruition specifically through the efforts of Bitty Bitty Banda lead singer and manager and City of Austin Music Program coordinator Stephanie Bergara. In an effort to transform itself from a simple museum housing interactive exhibits and intimate concerts to a full-fledged institute of education, LA's Grammy Museum has merged with the Recording Academy's Grammy Foundation, now called the Grammy Museum Foundation, combining intimate exhibits, music education, research, and preservation all under one roof. More than anything, the merger will allow for both institutions to receive major financial support from entertainment giant AEG, which currently supports just the museum, ensuring that the foundation can remain a cultural institution rather than a cash cow, as Recording Academy President Neil Portnow told the LA Times. More focus will be put on research and preservation efforts, which in the last year alone, the Grammy Foundation has provided $300,000 in grants to facilitate such efforts. The primary goal, however, is music education. Working as two separate entities, the museum and foundation have paired over 100,000 students with industry professionals, a number expected to grow exponentially under the new Grammy Museum Foundation. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.